We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
But now Rich Gannon is an analyst for the NFL on CBS and a former good quarterback. He will also be on the call this Sunday when Miami takes on New England at 1 o'clock. Very interesting. You also catch him Mondays through the season on NFL Monday Quarterback on the CBS Sports Network. One of the better analysts. Rich, what's going on?
I'm doing good, but I've been introduced a lot of ways, but never as a former good quarterback. But I like that.
You were a former good quarterback.
That's what
you were. You were a former quarterback who happened to be good at
You're the best.
You were a good quarterback. Hey, now, here's the thing. You got an interesting game. Two things that grab me about this which make it fascinating. Number one, Miami's winning with a bag of tricks. You look at them and they just don't look like they're very good, but they keep winning. And then New England, I actually said after the game Sunday night, they right now look more vulnerable both sides of the ball than any time I've seen them in the last 15 years. Both sides of the ball. Patricia did a great job by taking Gronkowski away. He almost played him like it was a punt formation. I mean, just stop him at the line of scrimmage. And then Brady had nowhere to go with the ball. Now, he'll get Edelman back eventually, which will help him. But right now, they got a lot of holes to fill.
Let's start with Miami. They remind me a little bit on offense of what Andy Reid is doing out in Kansas City. They've got a lot of team speed. It's very noticeable when you watch the film. Kenny Stills, they've got Albert Wilson, who came over from Kansas City. This is Jakeem Grant, number 19. He was a return specialist last year. He's getting more opportunities in the offense. He's got rare and unusual speed. Kenyon Drake can go. They get Devontae Parker back, Amendola. So they've got a lot of speed. You'll see him use five wide receivers. The quarterback, I would say, is gritty. He's crafty.
At best.
He's never going to be.
How about ordinary? Is that a fair word, ordinary?
That's your word. Look, I will tell you this.
He's winning games. That's the only thing. He's winning games.
Won 10 of his last 11. At the 16 games that he's been with Adam Gase.
And they win all the time.
He's been a different quarterback. So
they win all the time. And the coach wins. The coach is good.
He's changing the culture and the environment. Look, he ran out. You look at the players that they got rid of. I mean, look, they ran their best receiver out a year ago. They got rid of the Ndamukong Suh. They decided to move on from the center. I mean, so look, they're changing the culture. I think defensively, they're better on the back end. This kid, Minkah Fitzpatrick, is going to be a really good player. Howard's a good corner. Rashad Jones is a good safety. They're not great at linebacker. And, of course, they've got a couple injuries. But the biggest thing is I look at the Patriots, and you bring up some good points, Mike. Look, they're not the same team right now.
Hurting on both sides. And, if you stuff Gronkowski, if you don't have Edelman, those were all coverage sacks last week. He didn't have anybody get open.
He doesn't trust the guys on the perimeter. The guy he trusts right now is 87, Gronk, and the backs. He doesn't trust Dorsett. He doesn't trust the rest of that group. They miss Edelman. Look, think about what they lost. They lost Brandon Cooks, Danny Amendola, and maybe the biggest loss, and no one's really talking about, is Deion Lewis. And you look at just those three guys right there, that was about 41% of the receptions and 42% of the receiving yards, and that doesn't even include Edelman. So right now, you look at Brady, the timing and the rhythm's not there. They just look like they're out of sync. It doesn't look like Brady trusts the guys outside. And so they've got to make a living inside. And everybody's doubling Gronk right now, making it hard for him to throw the ball there. And now they lose Burkhead. He's on injury reserve. White doesn't have the explosiveness, the elusiveness that some of these other guys had. And unfortunately for Brady, he's 40 years old. And he's sitting back there in the pocket, and he's got nowhere to throw the ball.
And usually you expect Dante Scarnecchia, who's one of the brilliant coaches in the league and at any position, to fix the offensive line. I mean, Belichick just leaves Dante alone, let him fix that line. He usually finds a way to fix it. I mean, so I always think he's going to get enough protection in the game. The question is he going to get anybody open? Without Edelman, and if you double Gronk and anyone doesn't out of their mind, I think he doesn't have a whole lot of where to go. And then on defense, last week they played without some key guys. I always look at it, if Chung's not in the game, they're not the same team. That's all there is to it. He's one of the unsung players in the league, and they need him, and he's just a really smart, tough player, and he makes a big difference. If they get Flowers and Chung this week healthy, they'll be a better defense. They were missing guys last week.
They were, but they also have some problems now. You don't see them getting off a block.
And they got run on last week, too. They got run on pretty good, yeah.
And then here's the other thing when you study Miami. They force you to defend the field horizontally pre-snap, so they stretch you out. They really do. And I just don't know that when you look at this, they don't have a lot of guys that can win in space. Hightower right now, you watch the film of him, he's not moving very well. I think he's a little bit of a liability in coverage. You mentioned, not having Chung back there. They had some injuries. And the other thing I can't understand when I watch the film, Stephon Gilmore is much better when he's playing press man-to-man coverage. Too often I see him off. And off coverage, that's not his deal. So, they don't have Patricia. I realize they've got a new coordinator. Obviously, they don't call him a coordinator, because if you call him a coordinator, then you get the opportunity to interview him, and right. Coach Belichick doesn't want that. But it's Brian Flores. Right. He's a smart football coach, but you're right. They've got some issues to get corrected on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, they do. And they usually do a good job of fixing them, but he's got to have somewhere to go with the ball. That's the key, because, they're going to win their games on offense. They haven't won games on defense in a long time. They win games on offense. And Gronk, who we know what he is. I mean, he's impossible to deal with. If you can get him in the pattern, he'll catch it. And I thought the way they played him the other night was brilliant. I mean, just basically hold him up at the line of scrimmage. Don't let him get down the field.
Well, he doesn't have that short area quickness. He's a guy that has to build speed down the field. But if you throw it in his area, he'll go get it. And he has a matchup problem. But, you look at what teams are doing to him. They're choking him with a linebacker on the line of scrimmage. They got a safety over the top. They're playing in and out coverage. They're basically saying, look, we're not going to let 87 beat us. So find a way to throw the ball outside the numbers. And it's what's really apparent is you just see, in my opinion, when you look at Brady, he doesn't trust those guys outside the number. They're not winning enough outside the number. You watch them put 80. You watch 84 come in the game. Patterson, he's in there for two reasons. And they run the end around and the reverse, so that he's in there to misdirection, or they throw him a hitch route. They're not going to throw him the ball down the field because he doesn't trust them. He wasn't a good receiver in Minnesota. He wasn't a good receiver in Oakland, and that's why. He's now on his 13.
Edelman comes back, he'll catch 12
balls.
That'll help. The first game back, he'll catch 12 balls. I mean, that's
absolutely.
Because he'll get open, he'll get him the ball. So we're talking with Rich Gannon. I want to ask you about some of these quarterbacks and what's going on. Here's the question. Do you think the league catches up to Mahomes in any way?
Here's the problem. We've seen a very small sample size of this guy's body of work. We've got four games. We've got a game last year in Week 17 against Denver. What was a meaningless game? And we've got three games. We haven't seen him play without Kelsey or with players injured. We haven't seen him after he's gotten some busted ribs and had to play for
a couple weeks. He's going to get hit. He's going to get hit this week. And this game will be a tough game for him, much tougher game. They'll play him very physical up there. Now the question is, can they put enough pressure and cover everybody? They're a hard team to cover all these different weapons.
They've got a lot of team speed. If you want to pressure him, you want to blitz him, he's going to throw the ball to Hill or one of these other guys, and they make one guy miss to go 80 yards. I think they have the best team speed on offense in the league. I don't think there's any question about that. I think the thing that's impressed me about him is he's got great vision. He sees the field. Obviously, we know about his arm count, but here's what people aren't talking about.
He's got an absolute
great feet. Yeah. He's got elusiveness and quickness. He's like the guy in Green Bay when he's healthy, not wearing a knee brace. This guy can motor around and make big-time throws on the move, and they do a great job adjusting. And I think Andy Reid realizes he's got something special in Patrick Mahomes.
How about Fitz last week coming back after throwing some of the worst passes you ever saw? Did he come back and throw some great second half? How about the pass he threw Evans in this? That was unbelievable. After he was so bad, he was as good as he had been in the first 2 weeks. That's how bad he was in the first half the other night. And he came back from that. I thought his second half was pretty interesting, and he still made some big plays. He has to start. I don't care what anybody says. There's no way you can start Winston. No way. I'm surprised they're even making a story out of it right now. There's no way Winston starts. No way.
No.
I would be stunned if Winston starts. Now, they haven't named the starter yet, but if Winston starts, I will be absolutely flabbergasted. But I thought he came back and made some really good throws in the second half of that game.
I think he gives him the best chance to win. We know he's a smart guy. He's been a journeyman. He's been in 8 different teams.
Right.
Well, the reason he's been on 8 different teams is because of what he did in the first half. The turnovers, the ball security issues have been a problem. Now, the other thing, the flip side of that is he doesn't care.
No, like, he will throw it in there.
He's one of those guys that goes to the casino and he loses $10,000 in the first 15 minutes. He don't care.
That's it. There's certain guys in this league like that. He does it. Luck does it. They'll try to get every ball in there. Every single ball. If they get picked off, they're fine. Give me the ball back. I'll do it again.
Yeah, and that's it. That's his mindset. He's got kind of that gunslinger mentality.
Yes.
And
yeah.
his arm.
He doesn't have the best arm.
No, and he can't always make the throws, or he can't always write that check, but he'll try it anyway. But look, that's who they are right now. They've got some weapons that can
good
go,
wide
go
receivers.
Get the football. Yeah,
good
and,
wide
and,
receivers.
And then that's how they're gonna have to win. And look, the locker room, look, if you know the players down there, they love this kid and they want him to succeed, and I think there's no question that he's gonna have the football for another couple of weeks until he plays poorly, or they feel the other guy gives him a better chance.
Yeah, or he gets his bell rung, which could happen any week. We know. I mean, so yeah, absolutely. What else grabs you so far? What have you seen? Anything that? What am I? I'm burying.
We got to talk about Sam Darnold.
Before I talk about that, I have to talk about something else with you, and that is, can you imagine? Would I like to be a fly on the wall in the Raider corporate offices right now? Okay,
I just got done watching him.
I mean, you're going to tell me he comes in there and then not only does what he does, but then has the gall to say, you know, it's hard to find a good pass rusher. I mean, hard to find a good pass rusher. You just sent a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I've been dying to ask you one question. Would Belichick have ever paid Khalil Mack that money? Please tell me this isn't going to take you more than 5 seconds.
The answer is no.
The answer is no.
He would never. Listen, Belichick is he will never unbalance his salary cap to that extent.
And you
extent.
Can't do
never.
That. Like, never. This guy's trying to build a program out there. I understand he's a great player. They got 2 first-round
If you're asking me about Belichick as a student of the cap, he will never unbalance his cap that way.
Right,
he
and you're
not.
Already paying.
But you know what?
He didn't. Dave Jackson, Rodney Hudson, Kletcher Assembly, Derek Carr's making a boatload of money. And they just couldn't afford to do that.
But you can have one of those guys. The problem is they paid Carr too much money. He's not worth it. That was the problem. You can pay Mac. Mac's worth it. He's that good. But they paid the wrong guy, and that's why they said we can't be over 20% on 2 guys. Well, you know what? You paid the wrong guy. That was the problem.
Well, Gruden didn't pay the wrong guy.
No, he didn't. He didn't, but you know what? He needed to bend over to keep Mac because Mac is that good.
Look, they've been ahead in all 3 games, and they've lost all of them. So, but and the quarterback's got to play better. I just watched the tape; he's got to play better. The defensive, I think, the 2 areas I'm most disappointed. I really thought they'd be a better running football team by this point, and I thought the defense with Paul Gunther, who came over from Cincinnati, they would be playing a lot better than they have through the first 3 weeks, and that hasn't happened. So, look, keep an eye on this team. I really believe they'll get it turned around. I think it's one of those teams that could get real hot in the second half of the season. I'm not suggesting they're going to go 10-6 or anything like that. I'm just telling you, Gruden's a good football coach. He'll get things corrected.
And he's very hard on his quarterbacks, too, as we know, as everyone knows. Now, give me a thumbnail. Give me a thought on each guy, the new guys. Baker Mayfield.
A blessing for this organization. I mean, you know, they hadn't won a game in 19 games. He comes in down 14. He's got juice. He's got energy. He's a playmaker.
He can spin it.
Yeah, he can throw it. You know, he can move around a little bit. He's an exciting guy. He's got a little bit of that aggressive nature with thinking he could. But look, he clearly provided a spark, and the team responded to his leadership. I think it was a no-brainer for Hugh Jackson to make.
No brainer. Plus, their defense has been playing pretty well. Sam Darnold.
Here's my biggest concern with Darnold. You go back and you study him at SC, it's the turnovers. He had a lot of turnovers in the 27, I think it was 37 turnovers in 26 starts, something like that. It's too much, and he's got to get that corrected. If he doesn't figure out how to take care of the football, I don't care if he's a number one pick or not, he's not going to have a productive career in New York.
He does have a bad one or two every game. He's a good player, he's a very good player, and he's got a lot of talent and a lot of confidence, but he does throw one or two really bad ones every game.
Yeah, and I did the Dolphins game. He throws a couple bad ones. And look, what he has to understand is this. like the most important, you know, the most important thing is that you possess the ball at the end of the play. Three things can happen when you throw the ball. Two of them are bad. And
now you sound like Woody Hayes.
No, the best advice I ever got was from Marty Sottenheimer. He told me in my first training camp or mini camp with him, and I was a veteran, a 7-year veteran. He said, if you don't take care of the football, he didn't say you won't start here. He said, I won't keep you. You won't even play here. So my point is that the Todd Bowles needs to have that conversation. Look, we love you, but if you don't, you keep spitting it up every week, it's going to be times for Josh McCown. And quite frankly, sometimes as a rookie, you need to be sat down. You need to learn your lesson. You know, you need to be disciplined.
So you think he's too cocky?
No.
Or you think he's just careless? Or you think he's just careless?
I think he's learning on the job. It's hard. You know, you come in, the speed of the game, the coverages, you know, you're trying to get a feel for people and a new system. And, you know, look, you got to – but at the end of the day, they've been in games. I think they're going to be more competitive, but he's got to learn to take care of the football.
Have you seen the other young ones yet?
Yeah.
What do you think of Rosen?
You know, obviously we haven't seen enough of his body work.
Right.
I question the decision to put him in that situation and at that point in the game. I mean, that was bizarre.
Made no sense.
I'm concerned because the play caller out there, in my
That's not
opinion,
a good team. That's not a good
no,
team. It's an offense you're going to get killed in.
And I don't want to kill Mike McCoy, but honestly, like, if my kid was that may not end well, you know. And Mike McCoy's been fired a bunch. And I just don't you know, Larry Fitzgerald's getting up there. They're not a very good offense.
No, they're a bad offense.
Out of all the young quarterbacks, he's probably going to have the worst experience this year. The guy that's got some real talent is the kid in Buffalo,
Josh Allen. He's unbridled, but he's got a lot to learn. But he's an athlete.
He showed me something last week on the road in Minnesota, and his first road start. He can whip the ball around. He's a big kid. He's 6'5", he's 237. The thing that's impressive about him is he can move. He's got some feet. He's got some scrambling ability. Throws the ball well. Moving to his right and to his left. The big thing with him, a lot like Darnold, he had some problems with accuracy, decision-making at Wyoming, and that's what we have to see. And that's what we're going to find out in the next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks about some of these young players. Can they take care of the football? Can they put their team in a position? Like Garoppolo, you say, you know, it's unfortunate he got hurt. But the greatest thing about Garoppolo is he understood how to get his team to the finish line every week. Like, you know, and he learned from the master
loss.
Brady. And that's what you have to learn. You know, you have to
all
also learn to get out of bounds.
The four that had great careers and they're coming to the finish line, what do you think about where they are right now? You got Ben, you got Breeze, you got Eli, and you got Rivers. What do you think about that four right now? You know, they've been around forever. They've had a million days in the sun. Three of the four of them have had Super Bowls. I would think Eli is too. So three of them are probably Hall of Fame locks out of the four. I mean, Breeze is a lock. Ben's, I think, a lock. Eli should be a lock, and that's three. And then you have Rivers.
I think they'll all go in.
Yeah,
I think
they have great careers.
Which
one do you think? Which one do you think has got the most left? Which one do you think has got the least left?
Well, I would tell you the guy that's got the most left is the guy in New Orleans. He is timeless. You know, if they had a defense, really, if they had a defense, that he would have won three Super Bowls by now. He is incredible. You know, he set the completion mark. It's because he completes about 70% of his throws every year. The guy is so efficient, takes unbelievably great care of himself. It's
he's the patron saint of that kind of offense. He really
he
is.
He is amazing. He's amazing. He when you still watch him, he's
How about
he's
Big
incredible.
Ben?
He's tough. He's been durable. He's been a perfect fit for that team. You know, he does some things each week sometimes that leave you scratching your head. And quite frankly, I'm concerned about that locker room right now. It's kind of dysfunctional. You look at some of the stuff out of there and the Le'Veon Bell situation, and you know, Antonio Brown is an accident waiting to happen. Ben's a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. He's won a couple Super Bowls. He's had a great career.
I don't
know how much he's got left. Eli.
Last game, he's doing really well.
Look, if they can get him an offensive line, they can.
Hey, they got to protect him. He's immobile. You know that he's got to be protected.
And they've got to get, you know, this Barkley's a good player, and hopefully this guy will get more of the more touches and, you know, be more of a factor moving forward. That can help him. But like, and
you think Ben or Eli are closer to the finish line? Or Rivers, which one of the three? You already like Breeze. You think he can keep doing it?
I think all three of them in the same boat. Honestly, I don't know how my Rivers. Look, Rivers can never solve problems with his feet. He's got to be able to solve problems with his right arm and his brain. It's the only way he can do it. He's got limited mobility. The other two are a little bit better, but not great. Breeze probably has the best pocket presence and escapability.
Ben is better at slipping and throwing and getting out of trouble than the other guys are. Eli's not good at that either.
Eli and Rivers is less mobile than Eli.
Eli can still throw make every throw, though.
Look, this guy can still play. But look, he's got a new coach again. They've got change around him. And, that's never easy for an older quarterback. But I think he's at the point in his career where if you give him a good defense and a good running game and a good supporting cast, he can put you in the playoffs.
Let me ask you what these guys are thinking. Now, Rivers, let's exit Rivers out for a second because his career hasn't been like the other three. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. He's had frustration in big spots. Let's leave him out. The other three, where they are in their careers, what do you think motivates them right now? They've done everything. They've been to Super Bowls. They've won. They're all in the top 10 in all the numbers, passes, yardage, touchdowns. Eli's won two Super Bowl MVPs. Breeze has won one. Ben's never won one, but he's won two Super Bowls. So what do you think these guys, what do you think their mindset is, these guys? What do you think they think about where they are in their careers?
It's not money. I mean, they're all making
crazy
money.
No, they got a ton of money, and they've already accomplished everything. So what do you think motivates them?
But you say they've already accomplished everything. I think what the great players in the back of their mind is they haven't already accomplished everything. The guy in Green Bay wants to win a second Super Bowl.
Right.
I think Eli and Ben want to win a third Super Bowl.
Gotcha.
I think that ices the Hall of Fame their ballot. But I think more importantly, they love what they do. I think they're great competitors. They're tough guys. They're durable. And I think that, Eli, what happened to him last year, quite frankly, was embarrassing. I mean, it was embarrassing. The way the whole situation was handled was embarrassing. I think it was humiliating. And quite frankly, I think he wants to end his career like his brother did. If at all possible, he wants to stand there,
Now I think he just hit on it. They all have that vision of going out that way, right? They all want to ride off into the sunset.
Very few can do it, but they all dream about it.
That's it. That is the way to put the topper on it. So it's an interesting quarterback league right now. There's a lot to talk about. There really is. That's why they should watch your show on Monday nights. And we'll see you on the game on Sunday. Thanks very much. Your game will be interesting. I'll be watching Sunday. Your game's a very interesting game. So we'll be watching. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care. Rich Gannon, you'll see him on Miami, New England, back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.